Hi, this is Pat. Help part two as promised. Help. Help me if you can. I'm feeling down and I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? Word of prayer, and then I'll bring you the second part of this sermon. Lord, we commit everything that we say this morning, Lord, that it will be inspired by your Spirit. May I say nothing that is not of you. May I say only what you intend me to say, and only what is helpful to those who choose to listen in. Lord, you are aware of where things are at for us, and Lord, we are in need of help much more than we have ever realized. And our prayer simply is, may something be said that is of God, from God, and a blessing to all of us, myself included. In your name we pray, amen. Well, we're living in the strangest of times, as we said last week, and the COVID-19 has brought three sayings that are now very much paramount in conversations, whether you're chatting to people or you're watching news, reading newspapers, etc., etc. And the three steps are social distancing, self-isolation, and cocooning. You cannot avoid them. And whether it's in personal conversations or listening to media, etc. And all that is simply an umbrella for the major world that we're all living with, which is called restrictions. And as we said last week, if we're brutally honest, the restrictions has caused us a great deal of uncertainty. It has brought with it a great deal of anxiety and understandably a tremendous amount of fear that people have at different stages throughout the day. So what we did is we brought that request before God. And we said, Lord, this is where we need help. We need help with the social distancing, the self-isolation and cocooning. But we desperately need help with the uncertainty, with the anxiety, and with the fear. And as I said to you last week, the two portions of scriptures that we got, that we're going to look at now more in depth, are Psalm 33, verses 18-22. And this is what it says. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our heart rejoices, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. And the other reading, Psalm 28, verses 6 to 9, says this: Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength, my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Save your people, bless your inheritance, be their shepherd, and carry them forever. So let's recap. Our request in the form of a prayer was the song, Help Me. The reply, if we take it as that, are actually two songs taken from the Psalms and two portions of songs. So in making our request in the form of song, we seem to be giving back some of the answer through songs as well. So we begin with that, and so you have put up your request. You look into your email this morning or your text, and you get a message from him saying, here is the reply to your request for help. So obviously you opened up and you're trying to figure out what it says. So we begin then trying to understand what has been said in Psalm 33, verse 18. Now remember, we're dealing with uncertainty, anxiety, and fear. So the opening verse says, but the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love. So the first thing we are that hits us here, that there's a word here of reassurance. And if we were to put that, I'll rephrase it in ordinary everyday English, we'd say God seems to be keeping an eye on us and on those who are willing to trust in his unfailing love. So if we're willing to trust, there is something happening there that's going to give us a measure of reassurance. Another version says it this way: the Lord watches over those who obey him, those who trust in his constant love. So while we may feel we are very much on our own, and that's part of the difficulty with and our current crisis, what seems to be said here through the Psalms very clearly is actually we're not on our own. The Lord is looking after us, watching over us. But it's specifically for those who have who are willing to obey him, and who are those for who are willing to actually trust in him. Another version that I found that might be help as well, called the Passion Translation, it says, "The eyes of the Lord are upon even the weakest worshippers who love him, those who wait in hope and expectation for the strong, steady love of God." So the Lord seems to be keeping an eye on us, for those who trust in his unfailing love. So it certainly is a word of reassurance. That is why it's given. Now, whether it reassures you or not, that's another question. But that's the intent of the word. So I say, okay, all right. God is keeping out me if I'm willing to trust his unfailing love. I've got it. Anything else? Well, we'll move on. The next verse, verse 19, says, well, it's a word of dependability. Because I'm dealing with uncertainty, anxiety, and fear, and even possibly death. Psalm 33 again, verse 19 says, "But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him." And the second part is to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. The message says it this way: he is ready to come to rescue in bad times, in lean times. He keeps body and soul together. And let me give you the Passion Translation, and then we'll unpack that for you. God will deliver them from death, even certain death or famine, with no one to help. So if verse 18 was a word on reassurance, verse 19 is a word on dependability. What the Lord is saying is, I will help you through the crisis. I will rescue you in lean times. And we know from what the economists are saying, we trust them completely, that is coming to keep his body and soul together. So there's a word of dependability here. God is willing to deliver, to rescue those who are willing to trust in his unfailing love. That's what it seems to be saying. So a word of reassurance, a word of dependability. And let me ask here, Dennis, before we move on, does that in any way help you with uncertainty, anxiety, and fear? Possibly a little. All right, well, there's more verses. Maybe we'll get a bit more as we move on. All right, so a word of reassurance, a word of dependability. But what do we do with all of that? Well, I'm glad you asked, because verses 20 and up to 22 answers this. It says, "We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield." Verse 21, "In him our heart rejoices, for we trust in his holy name." And then verse 22, "May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you." So it's a word on waiting and a word on trusting. Both of those things are easily said, but harder to do. So let me say this first of all, even as you listen to this morning, you are waiting in the natural. And so am I. We're waiting to see what comes after the 5th of May. Well, if there'll be any lifting on any restrictions, we're waiting patiently and hopefully that some way, somehow, a vaccine will be brought out that will help the situation long term. So we're waiting in the natural. So what verses 20 says, as you wait in the natural, we must also wait in the spiritual. So one of the great problems we have is that we're often in a rush, and impatience, I presume, is one of the things we deal with in the world that we are currently living in. So we know what it's like to wait in the natural, but what is it like to wait in the spiritual? Well, verse 20 tells us very clearly, we wait in hope for the Lord. Spiritually speaking, we wait in hope. Why is that? Because we're willing to trust in God's unfailing love. What he says he'll do, he will do, and he is dependable. But we have to wait. There is no other option there. I would love to say that I have a solution for you this morning. Other than waiting, I have to wait myself. So wait, but we're waiting in hope, as opposed to be waiting in anxiety or in fear or uncertainty. Now, we may have to deal with that. But ultimately, what the Lord is saying is, wait in hope for him, because he is our help and our shield. Verse 23, in him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. So there's waiting in verse 20, trusting in verse 21. And the truth is, we're already doing this to a certain extent in the natural anyway, because we're trusting, and the people out there, especially the experts, the medical people, obviously, we're trusting in them, and trusting in the HSE and the main medical people involved there. We're trusting the WHO and all of that, that they know what we're doing. We're trusting the advice and the information that they're giving us. We're trusting the government as they kind of lead the thing along as best they can. So we're trusting in the natural. But what does trusting in the spiritual look like? Because verse 21 is ultimately talking about what it means to trust in the spiritual. It says, in him, that's in Christ, obviously, our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. Now, remember, we're dealing with anxiety, we're dealing with uncertainty, we're dealing with fear, and maybe there are many other things you want to put into that as well. But what he's saying is as we wait, there can be an attitude of our heart of where we know that there's hope along the way, that we can trust that he will do something with us and for us. And that will ease a significant amount of the anxiety, the fear, and it will bring a certain amount of hope. And that obviously will impact us. And then verse 22 says, may your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Now, it's quite remarkable. We put a great deal of hope and trust as I said already, the medical people, and rightly so, into those who are our experts and into the government and all that. But ultimately, our trust has to be beyond that. We're happy to trust them. Of course we are. And we pray for them that the Lord will help them. Of course we will. And that indeed a vaccine will be found. Of course we will. But ultimately, within our own hearts and within our own spirits, so to speak, we need to have something that we can hang on to. And what the psalmist is saying to us here is to continue, that God's unfailing love will be with us, even as we put our hope in you. And so the resounding theme seems to be is, put your hope in the unfailing love of God. Now, that is not easily done, as I said to you on the last at the last sermon, but that's the way that God operates. He wants us literally to take him at his word, that he will deliver in his way and in his time. We move on. Now, if I was to take Psalm 33, 20-22, we have a word of dependence, and I want to read this to you from the message, if I may do so. Let me just read it first of all. It says, we're depending on God. He is everything we need. What's more, our heart brims with joy since we've taken for our own his holy name. Love us, Lord, with all you've got. That's what we're depending. Love us, God, with all you've got. That's what we're depending on. So we depend in the natural, and I've said it already, how we're trusting and those who are experts in this. But dependence in the spiritual, literally, is completely dependent on God. That's a way, way above our dependence on man. And that seems to be part of the key of what he's saying to us. I think that's what it means to trust God. That's what it means to walk with God. And that's the invitation that is given to all of us, myself included, may I say. But all of that put together and said that, all right, so we have a word of reassurance and we have a word of dependability, etc., etc. And we have this thing of waiting and trusting in God. But underneath all of that is the thing is, but how do I know? How can I be certain that he will come through on this? And it's that uncertainty that creates a certain amount of unease and anxiety, even in the spiritual realm for us. And the second part of the psalm that was given to me to give to you simply says this, and this is the psalmist having gone through the situation and come out the other end. And admittedly, we have yet to come out the other end, but this is given to us to give us a certain amount of reassurance and a certain amount of certainty. And I want to read this to you from the New English translation. And it simply says this: the Lord deserves praise, for he has heard my plea for mercy. The Lord strengthens and protects me. I trust in him with all my heart. I am rescued and my heart is full of joy. I will sing to him in gratitude. Let us stop there. What the psalmist is saying is, having come through what was in his situation, a very dangerous, real physical danger for him, and he saw the Lord coming through, he trusted in his unfailing love, and he's just giving us that reassurance that we need. He said the Lord strengthened him and protected him. And he said, because he did that, I trust him with all my heart. And I cannot think of a better way to ease our uncertainty, our anxious thoughts, and the fears that well up in us, is ultimately that we have to trust God with our heart. Speaking to myself as much as I'm speaking to you, believe me, I am rescued and my heart is full of joy. I will sing to him in gratitude. The Lord strengthens his people. He protects and delivers his chosen king. Deliver your people. Empower the nation that belongs to you. Care for them like a shepherd and carry them in your arms at all time. In times of great uncertainty, we need to know that there's somebody out there who is bigger than us, who has power and authority and a way of helping us that is beyond anything that we can do. And that is what is being offered here in verse 8. The Lord strengthens his people. He protects and delivers even his chosen king, who in this case was obviously David. And then the prayer ends with, deliver your people. And that's what we need to be. We need to be delivered from this virus in some way. Empower the nation that belongs to you. And this nation needs to be empowered mentally. This nation needs to be empowered so we can get the economy back up and running. But it also needs to be a nation of individuals who choose to belong to God. This is not something that is imposed from the top down. This is something that is from my heart to God, your heart to God. Because the nation ultimately is about a group of individuals that choose to follow God. And so in that situation, that's what we're talking about there. Carry them like a shepherd and carry them in your arms at all times. And ultimately, the job of a shepherd was to protect his sheep. And what the psalmist is saying here is that was his experience, and there's the word of certainty. But we have yet to get to that stage with where we're at. We acknowledge that, but so we can keep our eye on. And a day will come when we'll be able to do that. And that will be our song and our story. How long that will take, I do not know. So we began the sermon with help me. And we've talked about the restrictions, uncertainty, anxiety, and fear. And what seems to be coming back to us, literally taking God at his word, is words of reassurance, trusting in his unfailing love, dependability, that what God says he'll do, he will do, and certainty that when God hears the prayer and he chooses to answer, there's going to be a certainty that he will do exactly what he said he will do, but he will do it in his way and his time. In the meantime, we have to continue to trust in his unfailing love. We've got to continue to wait, because he is our help and our shield, and we've got to continue to pray. We pray for all those who have in senior positions who are trying to help us through all of this. We've got to be patient even with the lifting of restrictions, but we've got to have faith and hope that God will provide us a solution. And I believe part of that solution, obviously, is a vaccine that can help us with this. In the meantime, God is with us. He is our shepherd, and he will carry us through this if we are willing to trust him. Help me if you can. I'm feeling down. Won't you please, please, Heaves, help me get my feet back on the ground. And what the Lord is saying is, yes, I will, if you're willing to trust in my unfailing love. May I be able and willing to do that. And my prayer is, may you also likewise be able to do the same. And may we have a story at the end of this and saying, God has come through. And he is dependable. He is reliable. And when he says something, he will honor his word. To the glory of God, we pray, help us, Jesus, this day in the waiting. Help us with the uncertainty, the anxiety, and the fear that comes within with people. Lord, help those, Lord, struggling with the social distancing. Lord, those with the self-isolation, and Lord, those who really, really have a hard time with the cocoon. Help us, Lord, to be patient with the restrictions. Grant those, Lord, out there trying to solve this, wisdom, clarity, and Lord, even favor that is from you. But for you, Lord, as your people, Lord, we choose to be reassured, to trust in your word, and know, Lord, that you will see it through this. And all God's people said, Amen.